Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Oh man, oh man. Es Mahashule. Oh. You know, there's a saying that we have in Zulu. It's called Inune Ngafi. Do you understand that?
What is that?
there's
a song.
Inune Ngafi. It's something that just does never go away. Like, it's a little corner. Let's say there's something in your house.
Yeah.
Utuyayishaya, ayifi.
Yeah.
Or in a movie, you're watching a movie. Bamfika bamgwazi, avuke. Bamdubule, avuke.
Stefano Di Mer.
Stefano Di Mer. Inune Ngafi.
Okay.
So we all know the case that happened years ago with the asbestos case, where there were corruption charges that were put in there. And I'm glad that Mfundo is in the building. Mfundo, what exactly were the charges?
So these charges are those of fraud and corruption as well as racketeering.
Mm-hmm.
And they relate to this tender to remove asbestos roofs in the Free State. It's been shrouded in delay since 2021.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've just recently extradited the PA of the former Premier of the Free State, Es Mahashule.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the co-accused are businessman Edwin Sodi, particularly his company Blackhead Consulting, together with Diamond Hill Trading. This one was owned by the late Igor Mpambane. So they entered into a joint venture. They were then meant to remove these asbestos roofs, 300,000 houses, but unfortunately, it never happened. And the Premier is among the accused, specifically for his role as the senior. It's believed that he failed in his duties to oversee such a huge project. He has, of course, maintained his innocence all throughout. But, it's quite interesting that we've come this far. But listening to him yesterday, being interviewed by journalists, he's quite excited. He says, finally, the country and the world will know the truth about what happened, and specifically his role, because he's always maintained that he's far too senior to have been drawn into this kind of a tender process where it's said that he failed in his oversight role. He's always maintained that. So it's quite interesting.
You know, for me, the interesting part of this entire story is the fact that he's now saying, Oguti, we as taxpayers have to fund Ikesiake, because when this happened, he was a premier. And umthetho uthi, yabona, umthetho uyavuma. I'm all about umthetho. Umthetho uthi, if you commit something like that or you are accused of something like that while you are in office, then your legal fees actually have to come from the said office.
Yes. If all of this was done during the execution of your role or duties, essentially you would be somebody that can or is privileged to use the state attorney or have your funds being paid. So it's an interesting one, but I know that on principle, you have citizens that say, with our economy, really, we don't want to fund corruption accused. They must fight their own battles. But then again, innocent until proven guilty, so we don't know.
I find this very interesting because me, now as a regular citizen sitting in a particular financial bracket, I can't just walk into legal aid and say, y'all must pay. You know what I mean? Because then there are finances that come into play to determine whether you can qualify for that. And it is a pity, as Mfundo says, that when you find yourself in a position where you are corruption accused, I really don't think for corruption cases, the South African public needs to be footing the bill. That is where I find it to be very unfair, because maudlale imali allegedly isingekho.
But Mpo, I want to put it to you, Mfundo. Juliet, you must join in as well. Rules are rules.
Yes.
I think we made these rules before we knew what kind of government we might have. You know what I'm saying? We didn't anticipate ukuthi sizothatha igange iningana siyifake into office and then we have to pay for all of these things. But the rules are rules. Ukuthi if you commit a lento or you are accused of something and you are in office, the government needs to pay for it. Manje kwenziwe njani, Mesesila?
And it is a pity, because as you say, the rules are rules, but there needs to be some form of a clause within these rules to say it should be as per the case.
But you're being accused, Mpo, so innocent until proven guilty. And I understand where you're coming from insofar as having government foot the bill for corruption accused, but they remain accused. So, and if it was during your role or execution of your duties, what happens then?
So when you're found guilty, do you pay back the money?
Maybe that is the clause that could be
added. That's my thing.
That we have that amendment, but in the interim, if you're still innocent until proven guilty, then you must be assisted, because unfortunately justice has become very expensive.
You see, that's another thing. Justice is expensive, and it is expensive for those who are regular citizens as it is. Why is it when you are in office and you're getting paid all these copious amounts of monies, when you find yourself in legal trouble, we must still foot the bill? When is salary
If I can just come in there, I think we need to draw the line somewhere, and there needs to be like some sort of who qualifies, like I tell you, who qualifies to get this funding? Because while the principle of a fair trial is a non-negotiable, mm-hmm. at the same time, it's kind of hard to justify who the money is going to when the person is accused of being the same person that has taken from that purse. Mm. You get what I mean? Mm. So I think we need to draw the line somewhere.
Well, give us a call. Tell us, who should foot this bill? Do we need a new clause? What must happen now? Because we clearly have to pay for this one.
Hayi abazibhatalela amacala wabo, abazibhatalele, and then bangahamba ke bayoclaima kumbuso if they are innocent. But these guys should just be arrested for the poor state of the provinces that they used to be premiers of. Ah, umadoda kube kulama province. Fine nje bababophele net yona leyo.
Ufuna ukubuta jail.
Guys, we are footing the bill. Ngayiphi imali? Like Ompo said, when the salary akiyenzani, like we're already paying you huge amounts with salary, and then futhi maso gangile, we need to foot your bill. Hi man, guys, kudlalibe ngase South Africa, because wow, hi khona. We cannot be saying pay back the money all the time. No, guys, mau gangile, you must go and pay for your own legal fees.
But the thing is, this is what we need to be cognizant of. Mm-hmm. They are still accused.
Yes, they are still accused, Maple. And I fully understand that. Innocent until proven guilty, right? Mm-hmm. But my biggest thing is, if Mina, as a regular citizen, I cannot just go ask for legal aid in Shea because mm-hmm. they're going to look at my financials. Why is it that that rule does not apply? Simply because I was a state employee, right?
So you're saying we must look at their financials?
We must also look at your financials. If you can afford, why are we... Ino Kotongo and I just raised VAT because asna man. Kotwa, here we are. Here we are funding people who are corruption accused.
Hey, my play, bang as far. Best man, come back, John. I got tell them that I'm Edwin Sodi. I'm patalela my legal fees. How long it been, John Chabong? Are you?
But actually, wrong. Good son, John Chile. Good way. Allegedly, untontile. That's why it's a case. Your pair, untontile. And if you were in office, finally, office pela likusize for us to go and find out whether, in fact, you didn't jontile. But boy, I like what you said. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should have a clause that says that if you are found guilty,
pay back the money.
Pay back the money.
This is so not fair. Because as treats on Angel Fana, I wish you was in South Africa, check the status of Mutinje, Indozako, and Hamburger, maybe in the mad, and it's not the mad again. Some cocaine, I even play. No, we don't have it. I was born with my John. And anyways, I need to take a show with you, please.
No, my player, you're wrong. You're wrong, my guy.
What?
Rules are rules. Rules are made to be broken. And this time around, like, yes, rules are made by whoever amended those rules. But you are wrong in a sense of saying we made rules knowing very well the government, the type of government we were going to have. No, things has changed, bro. Things has changed from apartheid to democracy. We thought it's a greener pasture. We're gonna be united, empower each other. But boom, these politicians are selfish for themselves. They've proven that time and time again.
But that's what I said. That's exactly what I said. I think you misheard me. I said we made these rules not knowing what type of people might be in government. And now we are in this situation. and maybe it's time that we amend them.
Oh, but some politicians are really tiring. He should foot his own bill. Number one being that these people live in houses they own Onke government when they're in office. Some of them live in those houses that Zakopala Mending, and they don't pay anything for those houses. They Zamakadi Blue Light. They don't pay for those. But that, like I'm with Mbo, the salaries are going to be there. So honestly, he should just beg for his own bill. Understand? And then if he's innocent, maybe he'll come and reinvest.
Actually, wait. You've got something there. You pay for it yourself. And if you are innocent, then we reimburse you. I think, yeah, you know, when, should we pay for this? Or maybe should we amend the rules? You know, is this setting the wrong precedent? I want to know. Give me a call. Give me a shout. 063-680-959. Sky 959 on the street and on the air.
Hey, ma, please.
What up?
I'm going to impose, man. I'm poor, right? Ay. This, some things which you really need to sit down and check up before. These criminals. Ay, magas patale lona, man. Some things we really need to check them before.
We can't call him a criminal because he's an accused. Bazalwan.
Already it takes years shy. Kumanje. Next thing, Tina futhi bese futa ibill yomuntu kadadla imali a corrupt. Uyazi ukuthi lo mali uyidlile. So makafute ibill yakhe. Makasibhadalela ama legal fees wakhe. Asiyekele nje uAce. Please,
what happened to innocent until proven guilty? Like, everybody is assuming that Esma Khajule is guilty. No, we don't know that. That's why the matter is going to court. We don't know that. And I love how in South Africa we always jump. Mega says a politician accused of corruption says it in JP. Yes, they did it. No. That's not the case. Thank you so much for your voice notes. I appreciate them. But I do agree with Mpho. Maybe we should go and revise that. And there was a voice note that came through that was extra special that said that, no, pay for your own fees first. And then if you are not guilty, then we will reimburse you as the state. You know? As usor, ukuthwane sibhiqe ngobende inyama ungayidlile, something like that.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.